T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 70 degrees. A big storm is brewing. People on the Gulf Coast could be dealing with a hurricane by Friday. Hurricane specialist Dave Roberts with the National Hurricane Center says
it's located at about 120 miles southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. Currently, we do have a hurricane watch, which is in effect for portions of the mouth of the Mississippi to Cameron. And we also have a storm surge watch, which includes the mouth of the Pearl River to Intercoastal City.
Parts of Mississippi and Texas along the border with Louisiana will be hit hardest, with rain up to 20 inches lasting until early next week. The woman accused of dragging a Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy made her first appearance in court Wednesday.
45-year-old Melissa Heisman was arrested Tuesday night in South Wichita. She is now facing several charges, including aggravated battery of a law enforcement officer. Sean Godwin of Godwin Fugitive Recovery says they got the case from a local bonding company and were acting on a tip to make the arrest. He tells KSN News they were given permission by someone in the home to go in.
She had came to the stairs with her hands up. We had made entry into the basement and placed her in handcuffs at that time.
She was then turned over to Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputies, who also arrived at the scene. The injured deputy is still recovering and has not yet returned to duty. Bond for Heisman was set at $250,000. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At Wednesday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, Commissioner Michael O'Donnell requested the city of Derby turn on a groundwater pump for 2 months to help residents of Hancock Acres that have been plagued by flooding.
A substitute motion followed and was passed that rescinded a motion made in June requesting that two pumps be activated. O'Donnell then changed its original motion to limit the cost of operating the pump to $10,000. This led to a lengthy discussion about doing more than just short-term fixes. Chairman David Dennis said,
I want a long-term solution. That's the bottom line. And I want it based on empirical data, not emotions.
The interim county councilor then recommended that the motion be amended to include a contract that would limit the county's liability to $10,000. But that motion failed, meaning no resolution for now. The county has a public meeting scheduled in August. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And the Sedgwick County Commission has approved funding of $100,000 for a study of development on the east bank of the Arkansas River in downtown Wichita. It's the same amount approved by the Wichita City Council Tuesday, with other money coming from the private sector. County Commission Chair David Dennis.
As we look forward to where the city of Wichita and this entire region is going, with things like the Intrust Bank Arena, with things like the ballpark that's being put in, and now trying to look at what needs to be done with performing arts and with the convention center. This is an exciting time, honestly, to be here in this region.
That study will look at the area bounded by the Arkansas River, Douglas, Maine, and Kellogg. Past studies, updated market data, and community input will ultimately create the final plan for the area, which includes Century 2. This is Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. Janice Mills is a volunteer at the Wichita affiliate of the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
We find all over this community there are people that are afraid to reach out for help. They are afraid that maybe they won't get job promotions if other people know that they suffer from a mental illness. And so that stigma needs to be erased.
Rami Vargas from NAMI Wichita says the annual event, Threads of Hope, is taking place this evening at the Wichita State University Metroplex at 29th and Oliver in Northeast Wichita.
This is a joint event, NAMI Wichita and the Wichita State Department of Psychology. A panel of mental health professionals will report on diverse topics on mental health. issues.
The event begins at 6 this evening. There's a panel presentation beginning at 6:30, followed by a resources fair at 8 o'clock. The event is free and open to the public. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Stephen 10 in the morning now here on this Thursday morning at 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic this morning, things moving right along fairly well out there. Still seeing gasoline prices, some still as high as $2.45 a gallon, but I saw a few more at $2.43, so those prices that jumped up midweek are kind of starting to come back down just a little bit. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A much quieter weather pattern is building in across south central Kansas, and that means we will stay dry not only today, but tomorrow and into the weekend. Sunny with low 80s by noontime, 87 later on this afternoon. Clear and 67 tonight, tomorrow's high 89. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now we have a mostly cloudy sky. We have a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour and 67 degrees. Just to add something to traffic this morning, my daily route to work is southbound on I-135, the canal route, right down through the middle of town, from 13th down to Kellogg, and then eastbound on Kellogg. Well, they warned me yesterday that ramp was going to be closed today, that ramp from southbound I-135 over to eastbound Kellogg. It was closed, and I had to swerve to the right and go down to Washington and backtrack over to Lincoln Street. I went about three or four miles out of the way. But they're doing something to that ramp. I don't know whether it's going to be closed tomorrow or not, but I've had that. They've had the ramp closed a couple of times, and I've had to take a detour and go and turn around and go. That's the nature of things. They're working out there, making it better, I'm sure. Today is Thursday, July 11th, 2019. Sunshine and breezy with warm temperatures across south central Kansas Wednesday. In fact, Wichita's high temperature got up to 96 yesterday. A normal high is 92. You got 96 yesterday, and we're looking for a high today of 87. So it does feel a lot better this morning than it did yesterday. I know when I walked out the door yesterday morning, it was close. It was good and warm. But this morning, not too bad out there. July 11th, on this date in weather history, 1993, the strongest winds ever measured at Wichita Mid-Continent Airport occurred when severe thunderstorms produced a 109-mile-per-hour gust. Wow. Fanning out over a two-mile-wide area, the destructive winds began near the intersection of Kellogg and Dugan, where 14 power poles were sheared off near their bases.
Yep.
5 aircraft destroyed and 20 were heavily damaged. Part of the roof of the FAA approach tower was peeled off and blown into the tower itself, resulting in $145,000 in damage. That was on this date in 1993.
That was nasty.
Nasty storm. Not a big storm, but a very powerful, severe thunderstorm. Oh, that was bad. All right. 6:13 now, and on this date in 1804, Vice President Aaron Burr mortally wounded former Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton during a pistol duel in Weehawken, New Jersey. Hamilton died the next day. These are two of the most interesting characters, I think, in U.S. history.
Pretty fascinating.
I mean, Burr was, I think he graduated from Harvard at the age of 13 or something. Absolutely a brilliant guy. And but flawed, character flaw. He was just, apparently there was way too much ego there or something. And he was just difficult to get along with for some people. Then you had Hamilton, who came out of the West Indies, where he was born, and apparently he was a terrific officer in the Revolutionary War.
Yep, self-made.
He was individual. Washington's favorite officer. The guy was brave. He was good-looking,
charismatic,
and smart as a whip. And created our financial system and all that. And these two got into it. I've never been able to figure out exactly what it was. I've done a lot of history reading. Apparently, Hamilton allegedly said something about Aaron Burr's daughter, and he and his daughter were very close, and I guess that's what it was all about. But they went down there and took their pistols and fired away.
Yeah, which back then, if you said something nasty to offend someone,
yeah,
might get challenged to a duel.
The kind of things
and
we
end up
hear
dead the next day.
The kind of things we hear in politics today. If you tried it back
can
then,
can you imagine?
These guys would have been on street corners every afternoon shooting each other. I mean, it's a different world. You know, it is a different world. All right, it could have been a much stickier situation, but authorities near Tucson, Arizona, say a driver managed to escape injury when his car's windshield was penetrated by the trunk of a cactus in an accident. A deputy with the Pima County Sheriff's Department says a black sports car struck the cactus while crossing a median, and the broken-off plant went through the windshield. The driver's identity was not released, but authorities say he was detained for further investigation after officers noted he appeared to be impaired. Yeah, so he got drunk and run into a cactus. Ted, you got a story this morning about threads of hope. Interesting story. This is about, it's about mental health awareness, but it's minority mental health awareness.
Yeah, it's really geared towards minority community.
And they're going to have a special program tonight, and your story has all the particulars in it, but that's interesting to me. And, of course, the police department's been dealing with mental illness, people with mental problems on the streets, and what do we do with them? How do we deal with them? And I think this sounds like a pretty good step in the right direction. What they're going to do tonight with just educating people and talking about what the problem
is. Yeah, it's panel discussion.
Panel discussion.
Wichita State Metroplex this evening, and you know there's a long list of organizations and entities that will help people that need help, but they can't go find you. You have to go find them.
You know, and that's a great point.
And that's and another thing they talked about yesterday was there's still a huge stigma with mental illness.
If someone's
family is dealing with it, they often shy away and they don't want the people to know about it. And
I heard that soundbite. Yeah, it sounds like that's maybe true in different cultures to a different degree. I mean, in some ethnicities, it may be more a stigma than for others. But asking for help, you're right.
I think they're stressing that we can't help you if you don't come see us.
And you know what?
Deal with this problem up front.
Here's another thing. You got a problem out there. I'll go ahead and promote this right now. You got a problem out there. You're listening to me, and I don't care what it is, domestic violence, anything to do with, you know, social problems or cultural problems. You might try to call 211. That's the United Way's helpline, and they have access to all kinds of services. And they advertise, and they want you to know about 211. It's the first step toward maybe forgetting some help that could help you in any situation. But all right, this seminar is going on tonight at the Metroplex then, out of 29th and
Oliver.
All right. 6:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. And so the All-Star game's over, so baseball's getting back to normal when? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, although there is one game tonight.
Is there a game?
And I can't figure out why. I guess Major League Baseball just can't go one night without TV. And I'm sure that the players involved love the fact that they're having to play tonight while the other 28 teams get the night off.
There you go. Yeah.
So it's an all-Texas matchup down in beautiful Arlington, Texas, where it will be a lovely 96 degrees today. The Texas Rangers host the first-place Houston Astros, the only game on the schedule tonight. And you can listen to it live. Live coverage of the Astros and the Rangers begins at 6 o'clock tonight. The game will start at 7 o'clock. And that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Let's take a look at a couple of former Wichita State Shockers who are in the minor leagues and in action last night. Former Shocker Dayton Duga is in single A with the Detroit Tigers, and he had a huge night. 2-for-4 with a Grand Slam home run and a double. Scored twice. Playing for West Michigan in single A ball. He's batting .349 for West Michigan. The former Shocker Dayton Duga.
Sounds like he's going to be moving up.
Single A with the Tigers. Doing a nice job there.
Yeah.
Doing well in that league, in the Midwest League. Another former Shocker, former Wichita State catcher, Gunnar Trautwein, is in single A with the Chicago White Sox. He also went 2-for-4 last night with a pair of doubles. Gunnar Trautwein is hitting well in single A with the White Sox. And in the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas yesterday, we had some action, some more names that we're watching over the course of this play. guys trying to hook on with NBA rosters. Former Wichita State Shocker Connor Frankamp getting some playing time with the Los Angeles Lakers yesterday. Not much, though. Only 4 minutes. He missed a three-pointer, did have one rebound and one assist. Connor Frankamp finally seeing some action on the floor for the Lakers. Former Kansas Jayhawk Dedrick Lawson is with the Golden State Warriors. He had a nice game yesterday with 6 points, six rebounds, and four assists. And another former KU player, Billy Preston, former Jayhawk anyway, with the New York Knicks yesterday. Knicks got a cameo of 3 minutes and did not score. Some of those guys trying to get on NBA rosters, including former Shocker Connor Frankamp, finally seeing a little action with the Lakers. The NBA Summer League continues in Las Vegas. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, 6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. He asks the question, why are Democrats bashing America?
Why?
Why? That's coming up, Steve and Ted, in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.